Though Park City has a full-time population of about 8,000 people, it has one of the largest budgets in the state. Capital Budget Debts and Grant Manager Nate Rockwood says there are several reasons the city's budget is as large as it is.
There certainly is a large property tax base here. There's also a large sales tax base that is driven by the resort economy. Another thing when you look at it is the city is running the municipal services. We're also running a full transit service. We have a full water district and we have redevelopment areas. And so there's a lot of different components that you might not have all in one in some of the other cities. But really, very strong revenue base and a very high level of quality services that we're delivering to the local residents, but also delivering to the resort economy to maintain that high level of service and guest experience that's coming.
The city manager's recommended budget was adopted by council last week, and budget operations manager Jed Briggs says overall, things are looking good for Park City.
We've kind of always said over time, property tax doesn't have that inflationary component. On top of that, we've added several sales tax to do some infrastructure. And so when you start adding those new sales tax, it starts to be that we're a little sales tax heavy. Now, the truth is those sales tax, like the additional resort sales tax, the transient room tax, the transit tax that the county did, those are all going towards special services related to each one of those tax. And so when you look at the general fund, it really is balanced between sales tax and property tax the way that it has been in the past.
The operating budget has an increase of about $3.6 million across the board for a total of just over $73 million. Briggs says the increase is due in part to the transit and parking programs the city has adopted in the past year. With the proposed $64 million purchase of Treasure Hill, voters will decide in November whether that happens. The bond could be for anywhere from $50 to $55 million. To lower the amount of the proposed bond, the city projects will have to be cut. So far, the budget team has identified some projects on Main Street. Rockwood says that frees up about $9 million.
When we talk about the Brewpub parking lot, then this is actually the Main Street Plaza. So there were several plazas that were planned where we were talking about the Brewpub, talking about Miners, we're talking about the Coalition Plaza. So those are ones where we're saying the amount we had in there right now to kind of work on those was $8 million. That wouldn't have done all of those plazas anyways, but that's what was available. We're actually not taking all of that. We're saying there's some very minor improvements to the Miners park that need to be done. And we're also, when you look at the Brew Pub, we really need to probably repave that and make that a little bit more presentable. So we're leaving some money in there to do that.
The savings come from redirecting the money budgeted to develop them. City staff, Rockwood says, is looking at the bond from different angles to get it down even more.
A $55 million bond on the average primary resident would be about $220 a year. We also have an option in here of saying, okay, deferring and cutting some other projects to get that down to a $50 million bond. If you can get it down to a $50 million bond, that's about $200 a year. So you're saving about $20 per year.
Those numbers are based on a 15-year bond, which Rockwood says is a short time frame for a long-term bond. The city could extend the term of the bond, but Rockwood says it would have negative impacts the city wants to avoid.
What that does is that increases your interest rates, that decreases your bond rating. I think over time, with the amount of debt that we issue for different projects, it would probably be more wise to keep it at a 15. In the end, it'll cost the taxpayers less.
Rockwood says staff is going to talk to council on Thursday about what it would take to get the bond even lower than $50 million.
What we're trying to do with the budget is trying to give as much information and frame the options in the best way that the council can look at it and say, we want to protect our core infrastructure. We want to protect the critical priorities of transportation, of housing, of, net zero costs and those things, and balance that with the potential Treasure purchase. And so we've kind of tried to lay this out in a way that they can evaluate those.
Other capital project staff has identified that could be canceled or delayed include the sidewalks on Main Street, as well as the streets in Old Town. Bonds are tax-free with minimal rates, and Rockwood says with the way the bond market is going, purchasing Treasure Hill with a bond only makes sense. The budget discussion begins at 4:35 during Council's work session on Thursday. I'm Melissa Allison, KPCW News.